Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Andrew Barry was on with the morning show today, had a bunch of stuff to say. I thought it was a lot of his quotes this morning. I was like, wow, I get that. We're going to go through some of those right now. Also, the Browns rookies are in Berea. They're getting acquainted to their new job. And I guess it's like, I don't know, was it freshman week out there? Is that what it is? Do you remember?
Freshman week.
I'm surprised ESPN doesn't do a whole freshman week thing or rookie week or something like that. 216-474-0092. That's the number to call in if you want to hop in on the show, or at CLE Talking Heads if you would like to hit us up on social media. Okay, here's where I want to start with Andrew Barry, who's on with the boys in the morning. There was a rumor that Jimmy Haslam made them take Shedeur Sanders. He addressed that.
Yeah.
Let's see what he has to say.
I don't really pay any attention to any of that. We're super excited to have him. You know, we spent a lot of time with him in the process. He's a good kid. He's talented. You know, we were surprised that he was available at 144, and we're excited to have him to the room. But he's got to compete and earn a role just like Dylan, just like Kenny, just like Joe.
Did he deny the rumor or didn't say anything about the rumor?
So we don't really say a whole lot.
We don't listen to stuff like that.
Didn't say a whole lot.
Oh.
Do you think?
Well, we walked out of that. You would think if you're a general manager, you'd be like, we don't play games like that. And we decided as a group that we knew what was going on. And he kind of addressed it at the end where he said, you know, for his value based on that pick, that this was, you know, this just made sense for us. But he didn't completely shoot down the fact that Jimmy said, take him.
You know, if you own the team, Andy.
Yeah.
Do you have any problems with them taking Shedeur Sanders at 5 in the 5th round?
Not at all.
I don't either.
No, I mean, well, here's the problem I have. I don't understand why if you're going to do that and you had needs, and we talked about it, maybe there wasn't a wide receiver they thought was worthy of being picked in that spot, and there were other positions they probably could have bolstered, and you took a quarterback a couple rounds earlier. That, to me, that's the whole I don't understand part. Why would you take Dylan Gabriel at one point and then come back and take Shedeur Sanders? Because you feel like the quarterback situation is so inept?
Because you don't have one. That's why. All right, if we have 3 guys who we think are interesting, is that better than having 4 guys who we think are interesting? No, it's not. 4 is 25% better trying to find a quarterback.
There's something to be said for not having drama. And this franchise can't live without it. They cannot live without drama. There always seems to be something that is nationally headline worthy from this franchise to keep the name out there. It doesn't matter how many games they
win. I don't think
they're
trying to keep the name out there. In this case, Andy, I truly think they're looking to find a quarterback.
But they knew when they took Shedeur Sanders that there was a... There's an entertainment, there's a marketing, there's all that.
Maybe the guy can play, and maybe they found a guy in the fifth round who can actually help them.
And maybe if they didn't, they sold a bunch of jerseys. Worst case scenario.
I know you make a big deal of that. I'm not even going to argue with you about it because there's a point to what you say.
Mm-hmm.
They need a quarterback more than they need selling some jerseys.
I understand that. I also, and I said this with Johnny Manziel, it's not about what they can do on the field. It's can you keep your team's name out there so that people are talking about your team? And by the way, there's no such thing as bad news when it comes into that situation.
NFL just has so much stuff, though, Andy, that... I mean, they print money. They dominate headlines. They're looking for a quarterback more than they're looking for hype with a fifth-round pick. And they're taking a chance on Shedeur.
But that hype turns into money somewhere down the road.
All right, fine.
Yeah, we
have a basic disagreement on that.
Well, here's the point. I think they took
Sanders because they think he might actually be able to play.
Okay, and I'm just looking at it from the other side here saying, if Shedeur Sanders isn't here over the next 3 days... Are there any national media people here?
Who cares?
I do because I'm trying to sell my product to the world.
If they really cared about that, Nick Chubb would be in uniform right now.
No, I don't agree with that. You're talking about your fans here. I'm talking about making the Cleveland Browns brand worldwide, right? I mean, people around the world know the Dallas Cowboys, right? LeBron James is a worldwide brand. When you bring in someone of that marketing ilk, and Shedeur Sanders, you're now asking...
Like a good cup of ilk.
Well, that's... It sounds so gross, doesn't it? You're like...
Ilk.
Oh, what'd you have this morning?
Andy, I understand the marketing aspects, and I understand the buzz about Shedeur. If he can't play, they're going to cut him. If he can play, they got a bargain in the fifth round. And those things, if he can play, they got a bargain in the fifth round... And the marketing. But they're not going to keep him around if he can't play. They're going to get rid of him.
Jeff, I think he's here. I don't think it matters.
I would bet they try to find some way to keep all four quarterbacks in some way, shape, or form. Just keep this in mind. They liked Dylan Gabriel a heck of a lot more. And if you watch Dylan Gabriel play, he's lefty, I know. And so the Tua comparison, his idol, is completely, you know, that's the guy.
Right.
But he looks like him. He throws the same kind of passes. He sets up the same way. I'm anxious to see Dylan Gabriel. You know, if the dude were 6'3", he'd have been, you know, he'd have been a very high draft choice. But he's not. So maybe they actually get a bargain in the third round and find their quarterback. I don't know. We'll see. All I know is they have four guys who could be the starting quarterback. And may the best man win, and I truly don't care which one it is.
Okay, so you're going to hate this.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Next cut then.
Okay. Oh,
Andrew Berry, again, on the morning show, dealing with Sanders' popularity.
I think that's like less of an issue for us internally. I know it leads to a lot of conversation and interest, you know, in the media and externally, and understandably so. But for us, we always talk about tuning out the external noise because that doesn't really matter in terms of how we work, how we prepare.
I hope so. But that external noise also led us to believe that a year ago they were concerned about Deshaun Watson and Joe Flacco. And they said, well, that external noise might make a difference here, and we're going to let Joe go, and we're going to, you know, go forward here because we just don't want the pressure, I think, of having Joe here while we're trying to get Deshaun up to speed. Based on the investment, I understand that. From a fiscal standpoint, I get that. But, I mean, the outside noise definitely has a difference. And he said something else, and we'll bring that up a little bit later in the show, but he said something else about the outside noise and how it does influence what they're doing. And I'm not talking about outside noise from fans. All right, I'm going to keep going here. He also said, you know, how does Sanders compare to the other rookies when this camp starts? That's Barry 3.
They've all got to come up the learning curve quickly. You know, they're learning a new system. They're in a new environment. They're learning new skills, you know, kind of on the job. And your focus is it's to make the team. Nobody here has made the team yet, so it's making the team. And then after that, it's earning a role. And that's the same thing for Shador.
Yep.
Yeah, I want to believe that. I don't know that I do.
You and I differ on this one major point.
Okay.
I think it's the NFL. I think they print money. I think the Browns are a big-time franchise in the league when it comes to popularity because there are so many former Clevelanders all over the country, all over the world. Look at the Browns Backers Club. They don't need a fifth-round pick from Colorado who was okay as a quarterback at Colorado to boost the franchise. What they need is a guy who can really play quarterback and help them win games, and maybe it's the one and the same. But they're just not going to keep some kid around who, if they deem he can't play, because they might sell a couple of jerseys. And if they do, well, shame on them. I don't expect that to happen.
Let me rebut with what you're saying is that they keep people around, Jeff, sometimes just because they were drafted. Like, you probably would have cut David Bell last year, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Would you have? Okay, well, yeah, he's a third rounder, probably. He's still on the roster.
There's a difference between a third and a fifth. Andy, honest to God, once you get past, I think,
Michael Woods is still around.
The third and some, well, they don't have any wide receivers.
Jeff, they think Jerome Ford, fifth rounder, is a better running back than Nick Chubb. Fifth rounder.
Did you see Nick play last year?
Yeah.
Jerome Ford was better than Nick Chubb last year.
But I also know that Nick Chubb got hurt the year before, and if you weren't willing to give a guy who gave you everything a little time to heal and get back into play. And we both had this conversation about Chubb before, that based on the injury he had going into last year, he was going to need some time, and we all knew that he wasn't going to look the way he was supposed to look or the way that he's capable of playing, and that it was just going to take a little bit of time. Well, now they're not willing to wait that time.
There's one difference between, say, David Bell and Michael Woods and Jerome Ford.
Okay.
Productivity. One of them is produced. One. And that would be Jerome Ford. Jerome's been okay.
Yeah, I'm not anti-Jerome Ford.
I don't mind having Jerome Ford on the team.
But
he's a fifth-round pick who's come in and actually played pretty well.
He's a fifth-round pick who's contributed. Yes.
And they've been so impressed, they drafted two running backs. Oops. Okay,
that doesn't say much for that fifth-round pick right there.
Except, Andy, he's actually produced. He really has. He's been pretty good.
I don't know. I'm looking at some of the other, you know, how many other fifth round? Just Cameron Mitchell is the only other fifth round pick I think they still have on the team that's been here from before. Miles Harden's still on the. I mean, he was a seventh rounder last year. So if you think Shador Sanders is some generic fifth round pick, I just don't see it. I don't see it. I don't think he is.
Well, there was no strategic plan to bring him in.
Well, when they picked him, there was. The strategic plan was that he was on there.
Let's let about 143 guys go by, and then we'll make the big strike we've been planning to make all draft long.
Well, let's face it. I mean, they didn't have to take him. And he, you know, if his value, remember, this was all about a great value pick for a guy that potentially a lot of people thought was, I mean, let's face it. In these mock drafts, he was as high as number two for weeks going into this thing. And if you're sitting there and you're looking at guys on your board that you may have rated, you know, B, 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 and there's still one A-plus sitting there, I can understand why they would take it. I don't know. It makes sense to me. We'll listen more about what Andrew Berry had to say. We're going to have that. And Jeff and I will continue. You want to hop in this conversation? You're more than welcome to at 216-474-0092. Hey, you know what time of year it is, right? It's beautiful outside. It's Mother's Day, right? Did you get your mother a present? You might want to go over to 8803
Breakfast. There are days.
What did I say?
You still got time.
Yeah.
Oh. So do what you're going to say everybody should do right now.
That's right. Go get your mom a present. Go get your mom a nice present. Do it. Go get your wife a nice present. You got kids? Guess what? It's Mother's Day. Mother's Day for her. What are you going to do? You going to go out and get a present? Okay. Where are you going to go? Bookman and Son. Let me sneak into your mind. Bookman and Son. That's right. Josh Bookman gets it. He understands it, and He will take care of you. So if you're trying to find a really, really nice gift, Bookman & Son, 8803 Brecksville Road, they are the fine jewelry store you are looking for, especially if you're thinking about getting engaged, right? Now, maybe the whole family's together on Sunday, right? And you're like, does she fit into my family? Is this going to work? Oh, man, we had such a great time with our family on Mother's Day. I think now's the time. It's time to go get engaged. So go find an engagement ring. And the place to go, 8803 Brecksville Road, and go see Josh Bookman. They're not going to throw a credit app in your face. They are going to take care of you and walk you through the process with no pressure. Bookman & Son, bookmanandson.com, 8803 Brecksville Road. You tell them Andy sent you.